So we back in. So yeah, I'm gonna start it off like this. I took the red pill. So I'm coming from this side with my perspectives. I'm coming with, you know, what I think, and I know y'all gonna come with it too. So I'm gonna say it like this. I'll kick it off with this. From me taking the red pill or being red pill aware, it's like I'm the only one to know. Not everybody is gonna know. Half the people sleep, and in that way, now you see that you player one, and now you don't got no team because they don't even fucking know. So that's one con about being red pill aware, is that you know, but the next person may not. Want y'all tapping on that?
Yeah, I also agree with you, Young. Some people only take the red pill by themselves, and then they get so stuck in their way, they don't want to share the pill with anybody else. They want to just keep digging in, and try to go deeper in the rabbit hole and just crash out. Some people get selfish for that type of stuff. You got anything to say? Add on to that?
Well, I mean, since you put it that way, I mean, if they doing it that way, maybe they don't know how to, you know, share that information with everybody, or maybe they don't want to seem crazy, since just like you said, they took the red pill. It's like, damn, I'm here. Like, how do I express what I know to everybody? Since now it's like, once you find out what the red pill is and what it means, it's like, how do I openly express what this really means? Because once I found out what the red pill, I was like, what the hell is this? What is this?
Right.
So it was like, it kind of threw me for a loop. So it was like, once I found out what it means, how you think other people gonna take it?
Yeah.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
So it's like, how do they openly express what this mean, or how other people gonna take it? Because it's like, you know, it's other pills to be taken too. So you tell them that pill, then you got two other pills to tell them about. It's like, bro, relax. You're telling me too much now.
Right. 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 So that's a good point. Yeah. I gotta give you that.
You're allowed to be breaking somebody's whole mainframe right there.
Exactly. Don't everybody want to take that? Not everybody want to take the pill. Some people are totally good with the blue pill or the purple pill.
Right. They're
totally cool with that.
Yeah, man.
You know, staying in that Wonderland is a nice, peaceful place for them.
It actually is, and that leads me to my next point. That is actually a pro, bro, because sometimes what you don't know might help you. You know what I mean? Because you might not be affected. You may not, once you know, it's like, damn, now you know how high the hurdle is, so you don't have the comfortability of not knowing. But I'm going to say something that a wise guy told me, an OG had told me, and he told me that ignorance is no excuse for not knowing. You know what I mean? So it's our job to make sure that we get what we need to get by in our survival, right? So I think that's a pro and a con, you know, knowing and not knowing. So what y'all think about not knowing? Do y'all think that, you know, what do you think about the sheeple today? Do we need them? If we're on this side, do we need them?
Yeah, everybody has a position to play.
Yeah, that's most definitely true.
And, okay. Like, everybody's a part of the food cycle.
That's
how I look at it.
Because it's, okay, so how can I put this? Because it's basically like, if you don't have the people who are going through the trials and experiments, it's like me sitting back watching. It's like, okay, bet. I seen him get his head chopped off through that trap. Now I know not to go that way.
Yeah, I gotta learn from you.
Facts.
So, I mean, I hate to say it, but it's like the sacrificial lamb is kind of necessary for the dominant species to know, I know not to do that.
I agree. 100%.
If I'm my neck now, I'm out of position now.
Facts. Yeah, I agree. You know what's hard when your family don't know? You know, we care and love about our family, but then they don't know about the GMOs. They don't know about the matrix and how it's set up for us to fail. And that's the messed up part, which brings me to my next point right here. Do y'all have any pros and cons that y'all had at the top of your head about being aware of what the fuck time it is out here?
The only pro it is that it's a beautiful time that a lot more people are waking up and starting to take the red pill and become aware of what's going on.
Facts.
That's probably like the only pro I got for real about it. You have any other pros you'd like to say?
Yeah, I'm agree with you on that as well. Because it's like the more in depth that you get in with stuff, you know, I guess just like you said, you're finding out more stuff. But the more stuff you find out, you can't save everybody at the end of the day. So you can say what you want and try to save whoever you want, but people want to take what they want with a grain of salt.
That's true, bro.
Well done.
I think that's a good point. If I could think off the top of my head of some pro, another pro, it just helps you maneuver. You know what I mean? Like, you could kind of not eat the GMOs. You cannot participate in the politics. You cannot fall for the religion. You can be your own self and live your own purpose. You know what I mean? Because now you know that the shit is built for you to fucking, yeah, be indoctrinated with it. You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's a pro. To know
it's either you're gonna be that robot or you're gonna be the one who's gonna jump out the line.
Facts. Exactly. So that's just, you know, what it is with that. You know, you either want to know or you don't want to know. And you know, once you do, that's, I will say though, once you do take the red pill or you become red pill aware, there ain't no coming back. And it's shit that comes with it. It's effects that come with that shit. You know what I mean? It's things that come along with being woke. You know what I mean? Because like I said, you might be standing alone. You might be by yourself. You might be called different. You know what I mean? They might try to come for you, hate on you, you know, censor you. It's shit that comes with it.
Yeah, that's definitely facts, though. That's true.
Mm-hmm. So,
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to ask y'all, you know, if you had any echoes on that or we good on that topic.
I mean, Just to add on to that, because just like you said, you know, you always going to be censored because the more you know, the more you're going to be looked at. You know, they might not want to hear what you got to say. So people going to turn the other cheek because not everybody going to believe. First of all, a lot of people not going to believe.
Yeah, like Kanye West.
Yes, that's a perfect example right there.
Facts. Oh, man.
That's a perfect example.
Facts, bro.
And I honestly, I really think Kanye been saying a lot of true shit for a long time, and people just been down that man, clowning him, and putting him off as crazy.
Yeah, that everything is the same, but I'd probably say a good 75-80% I agree.
Yeah, I like his individuality, and I like that it's different. You know, we get an alternative with Kanye. I like that part about it.
Yeah, nah, he's a true artist.
Facts. He's a thought provoking person. I will give him that.
Facts.
And is you need people like that instead of you just continuously living your normal base life.
Right. I think he's a good representative for us. You know what I mean? That's the thing about the world of the people that look like us. You know what I mean? We have difficulty with representation in today's day. And I think that, you know, he may not be the number one, but, yeah, you know, we'll take him. You know what I mean? We can utilize him.
Yeah, because his voice definitely shakes the room wherever he goes. Like, his voice will be heard.
Facts.
No matter where he's at, he either be the White House or the fucking Red House. He
wherever he go. Right. Yeah. So it's like he gave like people like you and me, like, shit, if we can run for president, shit, that was a nice little campaign he ran there. Yeah, you know what I mean?
President, I almost won the vote. He almost got right.
Yeah, I won't be mad at that.
Facts, because if he got in that joint, you know it ain't rigged if he in that motherfucker.
Not for real, though.
Yeah, man. So that's a good point right there. I think another person is like Nick Cannon. You know what I mean? Look what they did to Nick Cannon. Yeah. You know what I mean? And Nick ain't harming nobody. He's with the kids, but you know what I mean? He's dressing up with costumes, and they still found a way to do that to him.
Yeah, man. That's another good example too. They try to censor Nick Cannon as well, man.
Mm-hmm. Nick Cannon has been demoted to YouTube now.
Really?
Yeah, he's got a YouTube channel where he has to do his own little thing now because, you know, they ain't, I mean, besides the Masked Singer, they ain't really trying to touch him right now. So, it be like that, man. That's the thing.
Like in pockets, man, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Nick Cannon do be dropping heavy, heavy gems, man.
Yeah.
He really do.
Yeah, man.
But, you know, it's like, they discredit him a lot too.
Yeah, I think their delivery just be too harsh for white media.
There it is. There it is. That's what it really is. But
it's also black community as well because it goes against tradition.
Yeah. Yeah, and I see where you're going.
You know that's not our typical background to be saying shit like that or. Our natural habits and thinking like that.
Yeah, because
so.
Massa will kill us now. You talk too loud in the field, Massa's gonna get us and hang us.
Exactly. And that really touches on our the main event, you know, the main event subject. It goes back to that. We could jump into it unless y'all wanted to add on to the red pill aware rare part. Because that's the main event, like I said.
You have anything else you want to talk about the red pill for real? Because
I'm pretty much good on it, honestly.
I mean, unless you have another question for it.
Do you feel like it's necessary to give people the option of red or blue pill? Do you think do we have a personal responsibility? Should we? It's a big question right there. Should we?
That's a very big question. Man.
In my personal opinion, I feel as though it's based on how you view their life as it is. If you see a blue pill person, if their life is, you know, functioning well as a blue person, if it's happy, going well, they're striving normally, like nothing's wrong. Why take it upon yourself to interfere and change it?
Why
turn that whole world upside down and put all that pressure and stuff? Like, why do that?
That's.
But then if you see like a conflicted person bouncing back and forth, like kind of looking for answers to life, sprinkle a little seasoning on it. Go ahead and give them something.
But the first thought on that's pretty selfish. That's how I look at it.
Yeah.
You shaking somebody's snow globe up and trying to just force extra thoughts or what else into their brain when they can't even handle that.
That's so true, bro.
And information is deadly. Like, no matter where you get it from, no matter who it comes from, it's deadly, period.
It's so true.
And I think that's the problem. And I think that's where a lot of controversy comes from in the world, because it honestly be a lot of blue people that be content and happy going about their daily lives. And then you get red people just hitting with all type of darts and bullets. And they're like, dog, why are you doing this? You fucking up my world now.
Right.
So that'd be the issue now.
Yeah, because black people had a choice to slave you, right?
Hey, man.
It wouldn't have been me. I know that. It wouldn't have been me.
I'm saying, bury me with my ancestors. That's all I'm going to say. I gladly go.
You know what I mean?
So in my personal opinion, I wouldn't do it to a normal blue pill person. I wouldn't do it.
I like that, because that's a good point, because I was raised by my grandparents, and you know, they ain't really trying to hear that fear mongering shit. They ain't trying to hear that. They've been living their life a certain way, and they cast it out. They are so deep in it. It's like, so your point is true. You just live their best life. If that's what makes your life the best, go ahead.
Right. Like, just because, like you mentioned your grandparents, you know, they already like at the back end, like retirement, relaxing, chilling. Like, why bring that pressure on them? Like, they don't need to rethink life now. It's they're at the back end relaxing, chilling. They have all that money, nice homes, nice cars, nice everything, grandkids, all that. They don't need that type of shakeup. So why do that to people like that?
So true, bro. So true. Cause the biggest thing, I'm like, stop eating the pork, please, Ma. You don't need to have bacon every day. Just cool it. Just cool it. Just every other day. They'd be like, Mark, this is all we had when we was growing up.
That's how it be.
Yeah, it's fucking their ways, man. That's what it is.
And you know how hard it is to get an old person out their ways that have been stuck in here for almost 47 years.
Facts.
You
know, it's hard to get YouTube away from my mother now. I don't know what it is now. It's like there are big kids now. It's crazy.
That's so true, bro. I check on them more than they checked on me.
Facts. I definitely do. I'm like, what y'all need today? You need to come and hook this up for yourself. So,
all right. I'll be having 1 minute conversations. Y'all good? Y'all need anything? You know, Amazon Prime is the truth. You know what I mean? Anything you need is on wheel.
You don't have to go out today. You don't need to go out.
Yep. So, yeah, I agree with you. I think we good with that, man, because everybody got their own unique purpose, and it may not be to be a revolutionary.
Mm-hmm. Everybody got their own pill to swallow.
Facts. Facts.
Yeah. you know, yeah, having a role in life is meaningful. Like, you can't, mm-hmm. you can't have everybody walking the same path, so.
Yes, especially as a man, you gotta have a purpose out here.
Only way, and that's a good segue to the main event. You know what I mean? Because there we go. We are ready.
Round two.
Yeah. So let's talk about it. So now the second segment of this show. I think the live stream got cut, but I'm still recording it. So we're gonna post this joint afterwards.
All right.
It may be still live on YouTube, but I don't know. But so now we're gonna talk about. And I worded it very carefully. War on masculinity? ? Okay.
So
it's a question, but it's a very deceptive question, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna open it up unless y'all want to go ahead and we'll walk in on it.
Please do.
Okay. So if I were to be proposed a question. War on masculinity ? My answer would be, in my experiences, I am visualizing a war on masculinity, and definitely certain parts of life, specifically relationships, workplace, you know, associations. What do you guys think? War on masculinity ?
It's a war. In my opinion, I believe it's the
word. Yeah. Men are being broken down
and feminized.
Mm. Yeah.
Emasculated.
And everything a man. Okay. The so-called I'm not gonna say the so-called. The men that are still masculine. Everything that they. You know, exert is labeled as toxic.
Let's talk about it.
So now, expound on that, sir.
So everything that a masculine man shows that they label as toxic, they don't want us to show, but they're letting women embrace those exact traits.
Ooh. Where's my?
I do.
Let's go.
That's so cool. I got a note right here, right? Okay, let me find it real quick because it piggybacks off of what you just said. Hold up, real quick. Basically, what is going on with the agenda on masculinity, right? It's like they're trying to initiate a new world order. We had an order. Things were already going a certain way. Like, I look at masculinity as this, and femininity, right? They're roles and qualities. If you look up the definition, they're roles and qualities, right? So it is our role to be what we are. So for the other balanced partner to think that it's toxic, you don't understand masculinity. You don't understand yin and yang, hot and cold, left and right, right? So the point that I had to my man's point was, in some areas, woman's empowerment means men's disempowerment. Now think about that. Think about that. I'm coming. I'm coming tonight.
Why does their empowerment have to be our downfall?
Exactly.
Because the creature is female?
Yeah, they want it to be. Look, haven't y'all been seeing the push for genderless society? That is a war on masculinity, bro. You're trying to undermine masculinity. Right? And then, okay. Because I don't want to get jumped after the show, right? So, I want to say this, like, we all have equal rights. That's fair, right? That's fair.
As humans, rights. We have rights, yeah.
Equal rights. But that does not mean we are the same. You see what I'm saying? We are not the same. Equality is not sameness. We are still different. You still have a role. I still have a role. What y'all think?
No, that's facts.
That's definitely facts, man.
Like now, just like when you say with the roles, like for instance, I wouldn't tell if we want a construction plant, I wouldn't tell a female go pick up all that heavy them heavy bags of tools. I wouldn't tell her to do that. I wouldn't do that.
Unpack that for us.
I wouldn't ask her to go lift the engine out of the car. Like, just that's what you said when roles. Like, it's certain shit that each role has.
Yeah, men for the open doors for women.
Like, yes, I'm not proud of how far the women have came, because back in the day they were treated like absolute shit.
Crap.
I'm not saying that at all. But the fact that, just like you said, in some areas, they are empowered by making us less than nothing, should not be where it's at. Right. So to label everything that we exert as toxic while their traits are being embraced doesn't make any sense as well.
Absolutely. I need another beer. I and then you hear stuff like, where are the good men at? Chivalry is dead.
You hear this all the time. But yet, constantly, what's one thing you always hear? If a man is opening the door, what's the first thing he's trying to do? Look at my ass.
Exactly. But let's take it there. Let's unpack that right there. See, we're men, right? So when we see a girl, right, the first thing we looking at is our nature is sparked. Oh, we like this. Oh, that ass, them legs, look at that fucking smile. Look at her eyes, her smell, right? Off bucks, girl, we don't know you. We don't know nothing about you. We don't know where you come from, your family, your culture. We don't know nothing about that. We like what we see first. But they think that's toxic when really that's human fucking nature. And let me unpack that. Exactly. Let me unpack that. If you walked out Powder Mill Road right now and you seen a motherfucking lion walking down Powder Mill Road, y'all niggas gonna run. If you don't run, y'all gonna be like, I don't want no problems. You trying to get on your way, right? That's how masculinity is. But they don't want to do that. So what they do is they try to hit us with the bullshit. Shit test. It's toxic. It's unhealthy.
It's a definite reversal. That's what it is. It's a big gender switch right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
It's so true, bro. And I think that, like I said, virtually we almost are the same. Right, but we have a purpose to reproduce. We just want to do that. We want to take care of women. We want to love and do these certain things. It's just part of what we want to do.
I agree. We're natural providers.
Naturally. But what are women? What happened to natural women? What happened to the natural want to be a wife, to be a mother, to be a union? That shit has been ever since everything has changed. It looks like single mothers, broken homes. You know, we got women wearing the pants.
They just like you said about wanting to be a mother thing, it's just they've gotten to the point where they feel like they don't need a man so much, because, you know, they try to remove the man so much, you know, from things. Just hold adoption agencies. It's like, okay, so I don't really necessarily need him. I can just get his sperm and keep it moving.
Facts. But back in the day, women used to train and prepare to be with men. Their parents would set them up with men. It was their whole life goal to be set up with married, where now it's about my career. It's about my job. I don't really need a man.
Yeah.
And look, I don't knock people who don't want men. But me personally, like, life is expensive, bro. And I'm looking at the expenses itself is 50-50. I'm good with 50-50. You know what I mean? But if you want to work hard for the rest of your life because you don't need somebody, your mind frame, you got to switch that mindset. You know what I mean? Because, like, you can still – I'm not telling no girl to not get your education. Don't get a degree. I'm not saying that, because you can't bank on a man, no. But just know what you're looking for. Know that what you're signing up for. Like, when you fill out an application at work, you saw the job description. Make sure you understand the man's job description before you try to tell him, oh, nigga, you can't do that to me. What you looking at? Who you talking to? That's not how you treat a king. That's not how you don't do that. You got to understand first.
Nah, that's facts. It's not a lot of queens out here no more. It's needle in the haystack.
I don't think they're being groomed, bro. I think that mothers are mothers are not. They don't know the information. They over here in the club still.
They dropping their kids off at grandma instead of going to grandma's house themselves. That's mm-hmm. their problem.
You can't.
I'm listening. Go ahead.
Oh no, it's you can't be groomed to be a wife or technically even a okay. Let me revert back. Most of them are staying girlfriends because they can't be a wife because they weren't taught how to be a wife because technically they didn't see their mother as a wife. So you won't be successful as one because you never saw one.
Right.
So all you doing is retrying to be as a girlfriend over and over and over. All you doing is having trial and error with that. So, you know, you keep failing at being a girlfriend. All you're going to be, you'll never be successful as a wife because you don't know how to be that because you never saw that. All exactly. You will be retry a girlfriend over and over.
Just and, in and out relationships. You're so right, man.
So
I don't even think a lot of women want to marry anymore. Real for real.
No. And you know why? Because of one thing that they have taken from us that they said was toxic. And what it was that having a lot of sex with women. And mm-hmm. what are they doing? Having sex with men. Right. And they very toxic of men to do. Right. But they said it's okay for women to do it and be free. But if we do it,
double standard.
Super. Super.
You know, it's crazy.
So look, I like I always say, I don't judge nobody. If you know what you're doing, you grown. But don't label a man as toxic if he out here grown as you, knocking down chick after chick.
Right.
So
I got a question though for y'all, man.
What up?
Do you think as men, do you think we need a support and guidance for ourselves to push ourselves out of masculinity like how these women have? Or do you think individually we all just need to find our own way together instead of as a group, as a whole, trying to push our way forward?
You mean like an uplift group?
Yes, like how women did. You know, as a whole group, as feminists, started their movement to push somewhere there now. And men, we don't have that. So do you think as a whole, we need that to maybe try to push our way to the top, something like these women have?
We out here. You got people like Kevin Samuels. He's trying to bleed through. You know, they kind of exposed him a little bit, but I see what he's trying to do.
He's back.
Right.
Okay, so I don't know how accurate this was, but one trait that they said of a masculine man is they said doesn't need others to lift them up. I don't know how accurate that is, but I feel like it's very true because I always felt like I didn't need anybody else to motivate me because I could always do it myself. Mm. And I heard one of y'all mention Kevin Samuels. And I feel like a lot of beta males fuck with Kevin Samuels.
Unpack that.
Because like I feel like he has a cult following.
Okay.
And they just agree with everything he say. And they don't dissect shit he say. Because I will agree with some shit he say, and I will disagree with some shit he say, because some shit he say is not always on point.
Yeah, right.
And I feel like the beta males will just agree with everything he say, and those be the type of niggas that will, because looking... Because it's like you looking for basically the nigga that's going to say something that you finally can agree with. It's like, bro, you got to have your own mind.
Right. And you listen to Kevin if you want to. When you dolo ordering prostitutes, don't say I didn't tell you first. You
know exactly. What I mean?
You got to use your own discernment. You got to make sure that you role playing. You know what I mean? Go get you a girl that you don't mind role playing with. Not role playing, but, you know, doing your part. So, yeah, Kevin will have you thinking that, yeah, you 26, no man's land. All right, you can't do all that, man.
Exactly. So, to your point, I feel like a whole bunch of men don't need it because I know some. I feel like I know some masculine men that don't need uplifting. I feel like it's a bunch of simp ass niggas that probably do. And I feel like they need to come together and tell each other, we not like this. We need to get our shit together. That's how I feel.
I don't mind the sense. I want them to stay with the fuck.
So.
Is that right?
I can
stay with y'all that for real. Like Michael B. Jordan.
All right.
Where you at?
Like Russell Wilson. Stop fucking playing.
Oh shit!
Don't he got his last name or something now? I mean, it's that serious out here, and he makes it look like it's the thing to do too, man. No, but Sierra is bad though, bro. But
yeah, no, there's one man we do need to talk about. Matter of fact, I'm gonna let him talk about it.
Let's do it.
Man, Dwayne Wade. You know,
oh my God,
he got a lot of things to say about Dwayne Wade and about masculinity.
Give it
okay,
to
okay. First and foremost, this. I don't have a problem with Dwayne Wade because of how he raised his son. I think it's cool how he supports his son. That's fine. I have a problem with how he lets his woman control him. Like, I don't give a fuck. Say, is plain as day, bright as day, how Gabrielle Union is in control of that marriage. Anybody who has seen Dwayne Wade since 2003 from the NBA and until 2021, Dwayne Wade can see how his masculinity has went from here to here.
Facts.
Any NBA watcher can see it. All the women are in love with Dwayne Wade because they don't see that Dwayne Wade. Mm-hmm. All they see is a supporting father and a nigga who's married. No, this nigga is very sensitive and very feminine now. His last comment recently talking about he lets his woman control his marriage, basically. I don't agree with it. I mean, if y'all gonna be 50-50, that's cool. But giving her most control of the marriage, I don't agree with. Basically saying that her being an actress is harder than him being an NBA player. I think that's bullshit too.
Big bullshit.
I mean, if you want to uplift your woman, uplift your woman. But don't downplay yourself while you're doing it.
Oh, man. Y'all hear this man out here. It's the truth, though. Because how could you even say that? That's like saying, yeah, I'm letting my girl lead. What? Your purpose, you know, nah, man, nah.
Are you letting your girl leave? You're gonna walk right into a brick wall.
You're gonna go right in a ditch.
Exactly. That's not the essence. I'm saying they're supposed to willingly follow. But
yeah, I mean, he talking about he don't want nobody say you had to change who she was. No, you don't have to do that. But you don't have to take a back seat. Like basically, you just said I changed who I was and took a back seat.
Facts.
That's because he likes letting his get his ass ache. She can tear my man's ass up. That's not a toss, huh?
Yeah, I'm so.
That's wild to me.
And that's the type of shit we talking about, the whole masculinity thing. Because this he's one of them niggas who's out here, you know, with the fingernail polish,
colored hair,
and that's type of shit we see, like people are seeing on TV. I don't know if he had like some type of dress attire on. I don't know.
I think that was his son. But
yeah.
I know his son did, but I don't know if he did it with him. But regardless, you know, a lot of so called ex male masculine niggas are out here dressing like women, like, and that's what we're getting on TV now. And just like you say, it's a war on masculinity. You see that too often. You got young males watching TV seeing this shit, and they think that's cool.
It's definitely forced upon us now.
It's forced. But you know what I will say, though? The simps usually be happy, though. You see how simpy as Russell Wilson and simpy as Dwayne Wade, they happy as a motherfucker. But that wouldn't be happy for me.
That nigga's loving it, man. They love being in the Wonderland they in right now, letting their woman lead.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it. I couldn't see it. I couldn't deal with it.
Yeah, it's not like masculine men anymore, at least like on TV. You don't have the TV shows with Uncle Phil and Carl Winslow anymore. We don't have that.
Nah, we got the best what we got right now is Offset and Cardi. Because right. We don't have much, you know, not real representation, bro. I mean, that's all we got. I mean, you got J&B. You know what I mean? You got a few out there.
I'll probably say him maybe.
They don't really come out too much. That's not against them, but ain't too much we can really see when y'all be behind closed doors all the fucking time.
Yeah. Even Will Smith, he's simpish.
Yeah, Will Smith, he went like that. Yeah, so, man, sorry, man. You let August Alsina take her down.
We don't have it.
We don't, bro.
I think that's the major issue we have. Like, you know, that they're trying to emasculate us, especially us black men at that as well. And that's the big thing.
Exactly. But I just feel like our sisters and our queens should know that, though. But I feel like, now don't jump me, y'all, but I just feel like y'all are the main perpetuators. When y'all should, y'all know we came from slavery, too. We came from oppression, too. So inspire us, understand us, you know what I mean? Stop breaking us. And like I said, I hate that the women they be like, oh, well, he's ain't shit, this nigga ain't shit. But why are you dealing with ain't shit niggas? Why are you in that circle? Why aren't you? Why? If you want to go dig, why are you not at the Wizards all after the game? Why are you in the hood in the trenches and then you still want to bring a diamond out the rough? No.
That ain't going to happen.
Women like that like a challenge. I really feel like they like a challenge. Like they always want to be like, you know what? I'm going to pick the most ain't shit ass nigga and I want to be the one who feel like I can turn that nigga.
Right.
Right. And then go back to the narrative, niggas ain't shit, because you know what you was getting.
Right.
Right.
But again, they're not, remember, they're not, when they dating us, and when we pull them out, right, they not like, ooh, I can see him as my husband. Nah, I gave that nigga that number. We gonna see what's up. You know what I mean? He gonna smoke me up. Their mind frame is even different.
Yeah, that's facts. That's big facts, bro.
Y'all gonna bring a bottle tonight?
Right. Yep.
they about to turn up. They rather eat for free.
Right. And I don't look. I don't mind that, but just know when I need that motherfucking three sessions a day, I don't want to hear no complaint, no long faces. Make sure you got my egg and cheese in the morning, and because if I'm gonna, you know what I mean,
nah, for real, because you done bought this dick now.
Exactly. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying, but nah, women would rather eat for free, man. They don't even want to spend time to get to know a person.
I know. I mean, with online dating, it's a wrap. Now you just, if your avatar lit, I mean, that's all you got to do. And that's the messed up part. I feel like if your online game is not rocking, your quality of women goes lower and lower and lower. And it's messed up because, you know, like our parents met off the street. They met off the humbug. They didn't have internet. They had real chemistry out here. And now that's what's missing. The chemistry is gone, man.
Yeah, that's facts. They rather slide in the DMs. Yep. Telling in another person. You know what I'm saying? Get to figure out what's his favorite color. They want to know what's his favorite quote or pose to put on there.
Exactly.
Like the way courting women has changed.
Exactly. But you know who is a co-conspirer? The freaking government in the state, bro. They got backup. They got a tag team member when they could just go get you for the child support. They can just go ahead and get family attorneys. They can get prenups. They got the state behind them, but we don't got no damn state. What state?
State of depression. That's what we get. that's what we get, man. You know what I'm saying? Government been sexist.
Yeah, they've been
black man.
Oh, of course, man. Look. The goal was to get us out the household. That was the goal. So you can have more single parent households, and that plan succeeded.
Yeah, population control,
Exactly.
No more babies out here. Make them gay. Let them eat dick too. That's okay with.
But I mean, we're the one building the houses, though. This is what I tried to tell my sister the other day. I said, you know, with or without a woman, we still have the responsibility to take care of our own. We have to. We don't have no fucking choice. We can't depend on a woman. We kind of got to get it off. Where women could just, you know, they could sell themselves, bro. I mean, a woman can not even be attractive, but if she smell good, it'll make you go like, you know what I mean? We don't have that. We don't have those options. We got to get it.
A man has to have money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to survive.
Yeah. Like, if a dude ugly, he got to have money. Facts. Ain't no in between.
But for a woman, they don't need nothing. This may be a fucked up example, but I'm going to use it. I used to have a little neighborhood hoe back in Carverson.
Mm-hmm. But she moves all the way to Frederick. She'll come to Carrollton just to see me be broke, and we'll go to the gas station at the Sunoco and get a ride back to Frederick with no money down.
Exactly. Crazy. Exactly.
Well, she went home. She made sure she went home. Us men, we can't sell dick and make it home. It's not set up like that.
I just don't like the deal. This is how I look at it. Okay. I got an apartment. I got a job. I have a car. I already have a mode of living right now. I'm trying to bring you in here to my lifestyle. What makes you think that I want you to come in here and re-coach my whole setup? I want you to change my whole plays. Now you hit me with all kind of audibles. Why are you coming in with that mind frame? You should be looking like, damn, nigga, you need some laundry. You need your house clean. You need, you know, their mind frames is different. Because I'm not, like I said, I'm not right. coming bring you here. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you trying to put decorations in the crib, get some candles. You just visiting here, first of all. You don't live here.
Exactly.
You'll be gone in the morning. I'm trying to change up my shit about me. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
So how do you feel, or how do you think we can get back to the masculine ways with all men?
The thing about masculine, man, it's natural. You have it already. We already have it. I think the best thing we could do now, I'll take that back, because you can still be a bitch ass nigga and not have masculinity. Don't get it twisted. But the ones who do have it, have it. But I think, to your point, I think that what we can do, instead of trying to outreach men, we need to educate our women. We need to get them, help them understand our qualities and our role, and maybe help them understand theirs. It's called giving them the game. They need the game. Women need the game. We got the game. We've been had the game.
You know what? Okay, let me ask you another question. So since you said give them the game now, because you always hear women say, oh, so-and-so taught me the game, blah, blah, blah. Do you think women have been given the wrong game, and that's why they think they acting like niggas, but they're doing it the wrong way?
Absolutely. I think that, you know how like they have trials where they need a 30-year trial. See, feminism hasn't been, they haven't lived yet. They're still doing it. It's still a new thing. But we have to wait till our generations of girls are 40 and 50, when they by themselves, no grandkids, no kids. You know, they at the food banks. They have to. We don't know yet, because they still 30 right now. They still niggas. They won't know until they ain't got no 401k. They don't got no spousal support. You know what I mean? So they should be taking the game again, because like I said, you don't want to die alone. You want to split the bills. You're supposed to want to have a family. Like I said, bro, hearing my daughter sing my name, my songs, is like the greatest feeling in the world, bro. Like, next to just getting money, you know, having my daughter's love is everything. So I wish that we had a niche for families again. Because I grew up with my grandparents, but like I said, I had blessed Christmases. You know, I was never hungry because I had a two-parent home. And look what we're doing today. Look at the manifest from, you know, what we got going on. So women just need to stop mishandling the game, understand the game, and trust. And I'm not saying trust every man, because, like, every man don't got it. But people like individuals like us, shorty, we've been here 30 years. I really don't got time to waste again. I'm really trying to just, if we going to keep it giggity, then keep it giggity. Just keep it like that.
Yeah. It's time to build something now. Like, the foundation's being set. It's time to go up in the 30s.
Right. And we need to see it. Like I said, it needs to be in movies. They got us all gay and shit in movies. We need to have it. They try to size us with the equalizer and shit, but we need an Ike Turner movie. Like, you need to see that type of representation. You know what I mean? But that's what's missing, man.
They tried it with Malcolm and Marie, but it wasn't a family movie.
Was too toxic of a movie. That was a movie. That's a 45 argument. Mm-hmm. 45-minute argument. That's all that was. The last organic movie that's out as far as heterosexual male or female is Fences.
Exactly.
Was that Denzel Washington? Was
yeah,
I didn't see that.
That's a good movie, bro.
It's long as shit, but it was good though.
Good movie.
Yeah, they don't make black family Tyler Perry movies, but
yeah.
That come at a cost.
I don't consider that.
That come as a black man in a dress.
Yeah.
Like they've been doing. That's what the government been trying to do to the black man for years, is emasculate us and defeminize us.
Exactly. Exactly. Ever since
1960s.
Shit, whole time. Speaking of that, there's a what the fuck is it called? Oh my god. Send it. Did I send it to you? Damn, I forgot what it's called, man.
What was it? A movement?
Nah, it's a thing. It's called it's a certain thing they do. It's called petticoating.
Oh yeah.
Oh, talk about it.
It's basically a punishment, like to feminize young boys or whatever.
Mm.
Yeah, so they throw them in dresses and put lipstick on them and shit
that.
Damn, bitch, no, they were doing that shit since slavery, bro.
They do it to white little boys that be bad or black boys that be bad. It's called petticoating.
Mm.
And like they basically just feminize them, like to make them not feel as, I guess, boyish when they're too rough or some shit like that. And they just dress them up all feminine and shit.
That's fucked.
You know, I've seen a lot of white women adopt African kids and make them African females. It'd be African boys.
And those are some of the images I saw when they were talking about petticoating.
You know, I forced them to be young African girls. And I'm like, yeah, why are you doing this? Especially as a white woman. Like, how are you trying to force them to be your black daughter? That's crazy.
Like, when you could have really went in there and adopted a black daughter
organically.
Mm-hmm. But you chose a little black boy and dressed him up in a dress and put braids in his hair.
So I just actually I was watching a movie called Buck Breaking by my man Tariq Nasheed. He made a movie called Hidden Colors. I was actually watching this joint right before we got in this joint, and it's basically talking about how, like y'all saying, like it's an act of purpose to effeminate the male, especially the black male. And I don't know why, but like this is what I'm saying. The thing about human nature, bro, you can't change it. Like I said, you can't make that lion a pussy. He always going to be the king of the jungle. It's just the way it is. And I wish that we changed. I think that the people that need this help change their mindset, you know, and focus their accomplishments, not on accolades, but just milestones in life. You know what I mean? Just focus on what's important. I just feel like I said, I got a situation with a old buddy of mine, right? And he was like, you know, you supposed to be doing music. Why are you wasting your money? Where the money at in podcasts? Come on, bro. We don't got time for that, bro. You don't have my best interest. And maybe you do, and I don't understand it, but that's not the language that I communicate in. We need to go in a positive way, bro.
Right.
Positivity.
You supposed to tell me, you know what? I like what you're doing. Keep at it.
Yeah, see what happens, bro. I like what you're doing. See what happens. And then, you know, hopefully it blows up. Man, I'm trying to, what can I do to help you?
It goes hand in hand. It's audio.
Right.
So how do you sound?
Right.
If you ain't looking out for me, then move out my way.
Pretty much. For real. That be them blue pill niggas, man, because they be selfish.
Exactly.
Don't be knowing their way in life, so they want to tack on what's your way and disengage what you got going on just because they don't got a way themselves.
Exactly. We got to stop that. We got to stop it.
For real, you definitely don't hate on me because I got a plan that you don't like, that you don't got.
And I'll give this one to the ladies right here. I used to not be shit. You know what I mean? I did my little thing in the streets. You know what I mean? But when you get to this side, I'm not always going to be that way. You're not always going to be that way. Every day, a new page, a new way to be a new person. You know what I mean? So today, I'm a different person. You have to deal with me accordingly. Don't deal with me the way that we was yesterday. This is a whole new day.
Hey, you know what? I like that. I definitely like that. You know what? That right there, that is a saying right there. Mm-hmm.
Yesterday is a ghost. I'm not there. That ghost ain't there no more. I got new drawers on. I got new jewelry on. I got, you know what I mean?
Right.
Man, not for real. It's a whole new day. Today, motherfucker, Saturday. Don't treat me like I was Friday.
Right. So, ladies, if you had a bad day or a bad experience with one man, okay. Like, okay, let's say you play 2K. You got your ass bust. Okay. You got to play another game. You're not going to, you might not get your ass bust the next time. It's a new game, new team, a new player.
Right. I think they just generalize everything they get off the rip and then just take it for what it is. It don't even be the case.
In real talk,
I always been trying to say, like, if you just keep having like a string of bad luck with dudes, then I think it's time you do some self reflecting and put yourself in a mirror, man.
Facts.
That's true, especially me, because I still ain't got no kids yet. So don't come to me with your ex boyfriend's kid thing. I'm gonna take care of him. I'm sorry, I'm not.
We're not doing that.
We're not doing that.
Look, my nigga, I got a 2-year-old in here, bro. And y'all see what I'm on. I drink. Y'all think I'm about to wake up at 7 o'clock in the morning to change that baby's diaper? No, I'm not. No, I'm not. So you think that I'm about to come in because your little booty is loose? You think that I'm going to come in there and do it for your child? Nah, man. Why your baby daddy doing what?
that man probably piping another right. woman or man. No. That's what he's going to be doing.
No. No. And like I said, I'm not knocking people who do that. You know, you got to do what you got to do. But this doesn't apply to me.
It doesn't apply to me. I'm sorry. I can't be stepdaddy. And it ain't my fault. You're going to just use your child against me. That's how I take it.
Look, men as men, dog, we need incentives. Like, okay, you could be a bad bitch, okay? But what if you just the worst? What if you just don't know how to talk? You don't know how to do what you need to do? We need incentive. And your children are not incentives. Unless you're going to cut that tax check, I fuck with that. If you're going to come do that, okay then. Okay.
I will say that's fair. That's fair. Half is fair.
Yeah.
And look, no, I know, dead ass. If I'm dating her and I'm there all year, half is fair.
Look, half is fair, but look. But then the nigga got to be on child support too. You need to get a bag that doesn't have to do with me. That nigga who had that baby needs to be sending $500 a month. That goes right to the rent. Thank you. Now your little nigga can run around here because I don't have to pay for him. That's your child. I'm here doing what I do. But see, that's not how it is. They want you to come and use your finances, use your wisdom, and take their kids out. Mm-mm.
Can't do it. Sorry.
Let's talk about baby mamas. Real quick, let's talk about baby mamas because that's the big factor.
Oh, hold on, I gotta hit a question.
You said you got a question. What up?
No, I said I gotta hit a question.
Okay, so I agree with Mr. Samuels on this particular thing. I think that if you as a woman have made the choice to say, "Hey, I'm going to reproduce this man." Somewhere along the lines, you've made up the decision that this is the king of your life, right? So if you left that man, you are now refurbished. You're not new market value. You are a refurbished item, ma'am. But yet, you're still looking for, you know, stock X prices. You're fucking crazy. No.
Sexual market value definitely went down.
Yes. So, again, first of all, you know, you should have stayed with your baby daddy. Because now, like I said, now you got kids. Your womb has been compromised. You got, like, okay, this is the thing for me about baby mamas, right? I don't like niggas. So you got niggas that's in your life that I can't control. I don't like that nigga calling you. I don't care about his child. That's your child. And that's why I said I can't be a part of that. So my question is to y'all. Do y'all think that women are holding accountability for making mistakes with their men they have children by?
I'm gonna say no.
No. Because at the end of the day, you can choose who you get pregnant by.
Yeah.
You heard me, right? I said my daughter's 2. I'm 33. I'm the GOAT. I did my thing. You know what I mean? I never had no slip-ups. And I'm the pullout king for a reason. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? So I feel like when a woman lays down and you see that dolo dick, you don't get allergic. Like, hold up, what you about to do with that? You know?